You know, just when I think I'm done with Thong Boy, he drives me back in again, you know. So here we are, more Thong Boy stuff. But I have to do it because he did some bad things, and probably even Mello want to investigate a couple of them if he hasn't heard them. But if he has, you know, he probably is a little more on top of it than me. But I got to mention a few things that Thong Boy did on his way out here. I do want to say that the governor has ordered an audit of New Jersey Transit. And, you know, I'm very happy he's done that. After he's done, he better go do it to the Port Authority also, and maybe they'll be able to get rid of all those people, those friends of Chris Christie that are making over $100,000 a year there. I guess we could call a Thong Boy a train wreck because they called New Jersey Transit a national disgrace, and it's the worst transit system in the whole country, and really our state is just a completely, completely out of control. But on his way out the door, and I don't know if people heard about this, but here's something that Christie did. He signed a new law. Where do you hear this one, folks? It arranges for the state of New Jersey, now, and that's you nice taxpayers out there, you'll love this, to cover the fringe benefit costs of 137 more employees of Stockton University as it prepares to open its Atlantic City campus. The lead sponsors on this bill were former Senator Colin Bell, Jeff Van Drew, and, of course, our illustrious Mr. DiMaggio, the man who single-handedly is just filling up all the nursing homes here, 18 pages of foreclosures every Monday, thanks to Mr. DiMaggio. Now, first of all, why isn't Stockton picking up this cost? Why are you taxpayers picking up this cost? And I'd like to know, what the hell are fringe benefits? I mean, that could be anything. Are we talking about yachts, vacations, prostitutes? I mean, seriously, this is just another pay-for-play. This is just more corruption and another slap in the face to the taxpayers. So this is something else that has to be investigated. I mean, folks, aren't we getting sick of all this? It just goes on and on and on how we're taken advantage of here, and it has to stop. Okay, you've heard about Amazon and the $700 million that we're giving to Amazon, and you might think that's a lot of money. And I thought that was a lot of money, too, because, quite frankly, you know, it breaks down to 50,000 jobs. It's $140,000 a job, but you know what? I have found out in the last few days that that is a great system. That's a great deal compared to something else that happened to the taxpayer, too, that I'm going to tell you about. And quite frankly, if they fix the broken system here, which is to get rid of the DCA because we're the most overregulated state in America and that we have the worst tax system for businesses in America, we wouldn't have to give, you know, away the table all the time. And I like what the governor said here, because now he said he's going to review this ridiculous tax credit program, which certainly needs to be reviewed. So I'm happy he's going to do that. And he says that tax incentives play a role in smart economic development, but they have to be the icing on the cake, not the cake itself. And they become the cake here. So, okay, you know, the $7 billion to lure Amazon, 50,000 jobs, 140,000. Okay, not too bad. But then we got a company here, and I'm going to guess that Governor Thong Boy, these people, he had to be very, very, very close with. I mean, this company must have really been worshiping the thong. The company is called Holtec, H-O-L-T-E-C. They manufacture equipment that is used by energy companies, okay? They came to Camden, thanks to Thong Boy, and they brought with them only 400 jobs. That's not a lot of jobs. We're not talking 4,000, 40,000, or 50,000 like Amazon. 400 jobs. And folks, sit down, please, and if you're having breakfast, swallow. I don't want you to choke. $260 million, folks. I'll do the math for you. That's $650,000 per job. Dear God, Thong Boy, I mean, really, people wonder why I beat this guy up, made fun of him, said how bad he was for the state. That needs to be reviewed, and I'm sure they're going to find out this was a company that was very close to him. They must have made donations to him somewhere along the lines. But to bring people in to create 400 jobs at that cost is just another slap in the face to the taxpayers of New Jersey. So if you thought we were giving a lot of money to Amazon, that one is totally crazy. $240 million for 400 jobs, and that's a sin, and that's why, you know, I've beaten up Thong Boy as much as I have through the years here, because he's just been bad for the state. Whether he was a Democrat or Republican, it didn't matter. He was just awful, and he cost the state and the taxpayers just so much money. So I wanted to bring that up. Unfortunately, also, we got another problem coming. New Jersey residents, of course, as you know, already pay the highest property taxes in the nation. And now, the first big change was that it looks like they ended that cap. That was the since 2007, they had arbitration awards have been capped at 2% for police and fire. And with that gone now, you know, our property taxes are just going to go through the roof now. So it says this time Democrats in the legislature will renew the arbitration cap, even though it saved property taxes $530 million from 2010 to 2015. But unfortunately, now we don't have that cap anymore. So if that cap is not replaced here, if we don't have this unconstitutional pilot bill overturned, and we're going to talk today, you know, there's going to be a public hearing, I believe, on February 13th. And that public hearing in Atlantic City is going to be on that $55 million that, you know, it's going to be deferred payments, if you remember, on the health benefits, and that is just going to be charged to the city taxpayers, not the casino taxpayers. I mean, I'm going to tell you, our taxes here, we're going to all have to leave. And again, I believe that's part of the plan. They're still trying to tax us out, still trying to close the Irish pub, still trying to take Mr. Baumgarten's house, still under appeal. And we're going to talk about stuff today. We're going to talk about Russian history today and how it relates to some of these things that the state is really trying to do to us. So, again, you know, more problems coming from the state as they didn't renew this cap. And at least it's helped a little bit. And it certainly hasn't helped too much here in Atlantic City, but it certainly has helped the rest of the state and the county a little bit. And it should have been renewed. And the state is just doing everything to hurt the taxpayers. I mean, how do they think that people are going to move this? That's why everybody's leaving the state, from business people to homeowners. So just wanted to bring in a little state news, because that state news actually, you know, affects the cities of Atlantic City and, of course, all of Atlantic County. So that's why I do like to bring up some of the state news sometimes. And there was a story. We'll do this story before we get to really the two big pieces that I want to do today. And that is, you know, ex-Rebel customers telling what they want from the new Ocean Resort. Rebel will be opening up, it looks like, we hope, this summer also, as well with Hard Rock. And it's, again, great for our community. That's why we really need to straighten out the problems we have here in Atlantic City when we have so much looking forward to. And basically, you know, they talked about some of the problems, the no smoking, of course, and that certainly was a problem. They should certainly have a place where you could smoke. People like to smoke when they gamble, and that's just the way it is. Drink, same thing. Also, they talked about that escalator, which was ridiculous. You know, if you ever saw that escalator, probably one of the tallest escalators ever. There were some accidents. Some were caused by, you know, human stupidity, but some really, it's just really too big. I mean, I went up it a few times, and it can make you dizzy. You know, and I'll tell you about escalators. I worked at Caesars one time, and you go with escalators, sometimes it'll stop. It happens because it malfunctions. And an escalator that tall, you know, that's when you stop, there's going to be serious accidents. People are going to really tumble. You know, we kind of fell at Caesars that time, but it was a normal-sized escalator, so nobody got hurt. So really, that in itself was a bad idea, since, you know, you can't ever guarantee that you're never going to have a problem. So that needs to be taken care of. They need to move the casino floor somewhere, you know, like downstairs, and that's going to cost them some money. The hotel's in the wrong area. And, of course, you know, then that won't be a big problem. But they never had lights in the building, even when it was open. If you walked past Showboat, it was just black. No lights in the building except that ball on top. That was rather silly. And, of course, you need to make a front door entrance somehow, because you have the boardwalk, but you had no way to get people in the place. So, you know, I know they were handicapped. And then, of course, one of the things that doomed that place was the fact that they didn't know how to take care of the gamblers. People told me, who were managers there, that, you know, and I'm not saying comp everybody, because I don't believe in that. You know, I say that hurt independent businesses, but you do have to take care of the whales. Somebody loses money at your table, they ask you for something to eat, they wouldn't give people a bologna sandwich, from what I heard. So, you know, you can't do that. So I don't know what the Sanctus was doing there. He just didn't know how to play the game. Hopefully these people will. And if they do, I think it's going to help, you know, and I think it's going to bring people back to the boardwalk. That's why, you know, I'm a little concerned. Maybe somebody knows something we don't know, that, you know, the city's just going to continue to get more dangerous. And if you went by the past week we just had now, oh, dear God, we're in a lot of trouble, because this week was just a, you know, complete disaster here in Atlantic City, and we'll talk to that, you know, probably next. So, you know, there are a lot of problems facing these new people that took over. Hopefully they'll be able to rectify them, and when they get open, they'll be able to make a little bit of profit here in Atlantic City. But, you know, I really do believe that they have to make a front door, move that casino floor, know how to take care of their gamblers, fix the escalator, you know, make a smoking section. They have a few things they need to do. And with Hard Rock, I believe, attracting people down there, which they will. And you know already they're going to have great entertainment. When you see what God assigned Britney Spears for 2 days, that was one of the things I had mentioned some weeks ago that probably could ramp up, you know, the entertainment in town. But will anybody else play besides Borgata? Well, I guess Harris probably will, and because that seems to be where Caesars is putting all their eggs at. And, you know, Golden Nugget's doing terrific. But again, that's out at the dump area. At least we're going to have Resorts here, does a good job, and Tropicana does have a good job. And that's why I say to Seth Grossman, I love Seth, he does a good job, but we disagree, because he always said it was bad that the Casino Control Commission stepped in and took Tropicana that time and put it in a conservatorship. But see, I don't think that. Tropicana might not be what it is now if Icon didn't get it. Say what you will about Icon, because he brought a good management team down there in Calendar and Rodeo, and they've done a great job. It's a very strong casino. And, you know, it was run down. I talked to people. The rooms were dirty and everything. So I believe it was a good thing that time. I believe it was the last good thing the CCC and DGE did. And I believe by not stepping in with Trump Company, you know, that I've talked about, you know, it kind of worked out a little bit with Taj Mahal, of course. Didn't work out with Trump Plaza. Worked out with the Marina. But now with Caesars, you know, I fear what's going on with Caesars. I really do. And they never stopped in. They were bankrupt. They didn't uphold the integrity of the industry by allowing them to deed restrict. And, you know, they've hurt us with Atlanta Club, with Showboat. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen now in the middle of the boardwalk when you got other casinos coming next to me and you've got Caesars putting all their eggs out at the marina and look like they're absolutely ignoring the middle of the boardwalk here with Caesars Bally's and Wild West. So it really concerns me. And if anything happens, you can blame the CCD and DGE for not doing their job. They should have stepped in a long time ago and forced Caesars not to run down Bally's and also basically to force them to sell. You know, if they're not interested in having properties on the boardwalk anymore, then they should at least move them on to people because it's a great location. And I still think developed right and done right that Caesars, Bally's, and that Pirate Caesars can be a real great attraction for Atlantic City. But I don't know if people that own Caesars are the right people to do it.
Right. We've seen it through the years where having an owner have multiple casinos gives them all the leverage. Then they put the deed restrictions on the ones that they want to get rid of. And they know, hey, if I get rid of my one casino that may not be performing well, the other casino will be doing better. And it becomes an unfair. I mean, you know, they had four places. They now have three Caesars. And like you said, they have put all their eggs in the basket out by Harrah's. And the Bally's casinos and the Caesars casinos, they especially Bally's in particular, it looks like they haven't invested a dime in that building.
No, it's frightening because, you know, you can't trust Caesars because of their past history on the deed restrictions and closing Showboat and helping close Atlantic Club. It just worries the heck out of me of what's going to happen there in the middle of the boardwalk. I mean, you know, we should, at Irish Pub, just say, hey, you know what, everything will be on our end, good for us. But even the Berks don't want that, you know. We want the whole boardwalk to be developed because, you know, we feel the boardwalk can be the greatest attraction in the world, and that's why I'm going to take exception today with a meeting that the NBCA had. That I'm going to get to in a little bit. And again, I want to remind everybody, you know, Atlantic City News, 6 p.m. February 13th, you ought to go to that public hearing and you ought to demand indictments against Jeffrey Chiesa, Tim Cunningham, and Don Guardian. Remember what they did. They took that money for the health pension payments and they deferred it for two reasons. One, to try to get Guardian elected. Didn't work. But two, and the main reason, was to protect the casinos from paying a part of that $55 million, and they stuck it to you. I talked to lawyers this week who definitely told me that is a freaking indictable offense. They could not do that. They did it, but that should not have been done. And you can now see clearly why Don Guardian got that job. You know, they take care of those in the state. It's always the way. Guardian, basically, you know, I always wondered, how the heck did this guy get elected? You know, it almost seems like they got him elected just so he could hand the keys over to the state. He never made a good policy, economic policy here. He couldn't make any budget at all. He tried to sell Baderfield to himself, so he really
sold us down the river so he could get a huge job at the end of
exactly,
this.
Exactly, but that's why he didn't care, because he's a taxpayer here. So you have to think to yourself, well, he screwed himself too with this $55 million deal. His taxes are going to go up, yes, but he got a $175,000 job to compensate for his taxes going up. And the rest of us, you know, you're not making that kind of money, King Arthur and, you know, the pub. But we've all had bad 30 months here in town because it's been slow. So it hurts, you know, the little people. But the best thing for him is he's going to get his pension padded. And that's another reason. You know, probably in a year or two, he probably doesn't even have this job. He's probably just a figurehead. Somebody else is probably doing the work. A year or two for helping screw Atlantic City. They'll say, you know, goodbye, Don. But when he retires, he'll get a nice fat pension now because of this. So it's pretty obvious to what he did. So for those of anybody left here who thought he was the friend here, the taxpayers, when you do this type of thing and slap all the taxpayers in the face and you're supposed to be a neighbor here in Atlantic City, that is just a horrible thing. So he wasn't our neighbor. He wasn't one of us. And even for Marty Small to get quoted and a story in the Inquirer saying that the state has come here and helped us, you know, here's another guy who's got his head up the butts of the state. And, you know, of course, he also, you know, stood there with Guardian and basically handed the city over. And Mel talked about Shabazz not getting involved in the third world problems we have here. I don't even know if Shabazz knows he's the third world councilman. I mentioned that last week. I've never seen him in the third world. I live in the third world. You know, I manage a business in the third world. So, Mr. Shabazz, you're, you know, I don't know, maybe you're only councilman for part of the third world. I'm not sure. But we're on the south side of the third world. Maybe you come by and introduce yourself. I don't even know what you look like, I don't think. But, yeah, maybe you ought to take a walk. And we're going to talk about crime this week. It's been a bad week. And we're going to talk about, you know, what the great story that Mel had. And also the people that were discrediting some of those Stockton students that are saying it's just all in their minds and basically kind of saying they were racist. That is absolute bullcrap, folks, because I live here And, you know, it's not a racist thing when you say that we have crime in Atlantic City. No one said that all the crime is done by blacks. Is that what you're saying? Well, that's your problem. I've never said it, and I didn't see those Stockton people said it. Apparently, you just assumed that because, you know, you kind of made statements that these people don't like living in an urban environment. And, no, these people are having their cars broken into. Women are trying to buy women. I told you about human trafficking, and they're trying to get these girls. I told you what they're going to do to the real stock, you know, the regular Stockton campus when that happens, because the kids aren't going to live on that campus and never come out. And when they come out to the real world, which is a ghetto, not a tourism district, that's where they're going to have a problem. So, yeah, all those brain surgeons that made these comments against these kids, and also, you know, our third ward councilman, everybody, you know, get out of your cars, put your cars away. See, I don't have a car. I walk around Atlantic City. You know, if you just drive around, you don't get a good feel for what's going on. But if you walk around, you would get a real good feel. So, you know, we're going to get to that in a minute. But I do want to mention, if you didn't hear this one, it's costing the Housing Authority a ton of money. I wonder who's going to pay for this bill. I don't know if you know this. So far, they have spent, King, $300,000 to house the people who are displaced from Jeffrey Towers. It doesn't look like they're going back anytime soon. And they said the bill is actually $14,000 a day for room revenue to house those people. So that's a heck of a big bill. And I don't know, are the taxpayers going to get stuck with that one too? There seems to be, there should be some better type of system. And why is it taking so long to make these repairs? I mean, is this building going to be condemned or what's going on here? But $14,000 a day, folks, to house the 292 residents of Jeffrey Towers. And it looks like they're staying at the Claridge right now. So I guess the Claridge is having good business. But, you know, again, it's just one bad story after another here in Atlantic City. Also, just to see that it's not just me that feels that the state is probably trying to make the city unsafe here. You know, I've talked about it. I think this is being done on purpose because they're still trying to push for that county police force, and they're willing to sacrifice victims. They don't care. And, you know, they still want that gambling in North Jersey. And like Mel said today, they want a town where people will just either stay online and gamble, come into the casinos and leave, and not really walk around, because they're certainly not making a city that's conducive for anybody to walk in, including the people like us. How long can we live here, you know, before, you know, we have to just stay? And again, you know, trying to get rid of the Irish pub, probably don't want people like me living in the city, you know, because I'm just not there. It looks like they want drug dealers here and illegal immigrants here and, you know, people who go to needle exchange programs here. It really seems to be that's what they want. They don't want decent people living in their city. And then if somebody makes a complaint right away, it's kind of, oh, it's a racist remark, or you don't like living in an urban environment, or, you know, that nonsense, it's all a perception, it's in your head. And it's not a perception, it's true. And, you know, anybody who says, you know, we just call them liars, what they are. So here's something, we've got a few minutes for a break. Yeah, we're still good. Here's from the president of the New Jersey Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association. I agree wholeheartedly that there is reason to be optimistic about Atlantic City's future, and so do I, ladies and gentlemen. And I gladly add my voice to those that wish only the best for efforts to return the once proud seaside resort to its former glory. And we say the same thing here. I think people know that about me. I don't badmouth the city because I'm trying to hurt it. I know what it could be, and I want to make it better. However, while it's great to read of the many projects coming online, creation of jobs, prediction of increased visitors, and influx of students moving into Stockton University campus, I must register my concern about the strain of all this will put on the emergency services available in the city. That's what we've been talking about. Readers are undoubtedly well aware of the attack that has been waged over the past decade against the city's firefighters and public safety in general. These dedicated firefighters find their ranks reduced levels and their workload increased due to drastic shift changes. And I would tell you the same thing about the police. There are hardly any police on the streets at night, you know, and of course, to me, that's got to be being done on purpose. Thankfully, while a judge is ruling denied attempts by the state to reduce the ranks of the fire department, but they did reduce the ranks of the police department by 30 people, I would still contend they are at dangerously low staffing levels. It's the New Year's hope that along with continuing support for all efforts possible to rebuild Atlantic City, those same leaders develop and implement strategies to keep the residents and the visitors and the men and women of the Atlantic City Fire Department safe. And you can be sure the New Jersey Firefighters Mutual Benevolent Association, our more than 5,000 members, will be watching. And I hope they will, and that's what I say. Basically, they have sentenced everybody here, and even the people this week. We've had some violent crime this week. Citizens ended up in the hospital. Police officers ended up in the hospital. We're going to talk about that, you know, probably in the next segment. And, you know, with this kind of violent crime going on, how can they expect anybody to come here, to move here, to visit here? Well, I don't think they do, quite frankly. And I said before, I believe the DCA should be charged with attempted murder on all citizens and visitors of Atlantic City, because they pretty much sentenced us. And even this week, those people who are in the hospital now, well, those charges should be charged against the DCA, because they're destroying our city. Here's another one from just a private citizen who actually lives in Absecon. Atlantic City's first responders handled the fire at the Jeffrey Towers Senior Apartment for professionalism and compassion. And where's a better example of that? You need a fire department when you have high-rises, real high-rises, not the Irish pub, and you have, you know, handicapped people, and you got to get all 292 people out of a building, many of them in wheelchairs, carrying down 15 flights of steps. You better have a few people to do that, or those people are going to die in the fire. The mayor had nice words of praise for the first responders, but they ignored the fact that many of those same men and women who respond will not be there at the end of the month. The mayor needs to stand up for his beloved city and make sure it is properly protected. How can it be justified to subsidize a beauty pageant with $20 million to draw people into the world-famous playground and at the same time not adequately protect those very same residents and tourists? It's time to make Atlantic City great again. And, you know, we said the same thing about that 2% cap that they took off. You know, when it comes to police and fire, I'll be the first to say that, you know, we have to actually reduce salaries, and that's nothing against the police and fire, but we can't reduce ranks. The firemen and the policemen that do work in our city have to realize that we are a bankrupt city. No matter what anybody tells you, we're over $600 million in debt. The debt needs to be restructured, and every salary needs to be restructured eventually if the city is going to stand up on its own, which is what I want. But you can't have a reduced rank, at least until you clean this town up. Do you need more state police here? Do you need to bring up the National Guard? You know, you need a czar. I mean, you know, we don't have a commander of the tourism district. I talk about Tom Gilbert all the time. He's listening. He's going to get mad at what I have to say. But Tom, it's ridiculous, you know. I mean, I know you say you're not a commander, but they say you're a commander. They call it a tourism district. We have no tourism district. We'll prove that today. We only have a ghetto district. And I'm going to tell you today, and I'm going to get you upset, and you'll come by and see me this week, I'll volunteer to take over to be the commander and make a tourism district if they allow me to do so, and I'll do it for $1. He's making $180,000. So you just saved a lot of money. And I know it needs to be done. We got to clean up Atlantic and Pacific Avenue, and we have to do it by foot patrols. And if they're not going to do it, at least I'll expose everybody, because nobody else just goes around and says, well, there's really no problems here. But we know there's deep-rooted problems, and now you're hearing from kids. And you know what? I used to attend an organization have meetings at the Carnegie Library there on Martin Luther King. And I actually resigned from the organization because I feared leaving there. And that was a few years ago, because I actually walk, and I had to get out at 9 o'clock at night, and I did not feel safe. And that was a few years ago when I would tell you the city was much safer than it is today, because over the last couple of years, things have really gone down here with the safety. And when we get back, we're going to talk. We got two great segments where we're going to talk about the crime that happened this week, talk about a meeting that was just completely